News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Straight people should steer clear of pride. You're not an ally, you're an interloper. So wrote the author John Boyne in the Sunday Independent yesterday. Eddie McGuinness, founder of the Out and Queer Arts Collective and Winter Pride Festival in County Clare, joins us now. Eddie, what did you make of John's piece?
I read through it, and good morning, everyone. First morning. And foremost, Pride commemorates for the history of the LGBT community. Pride has its roots going back to Stonewall in 1969 and a landmark moment to, in a way, resistance against the police brutality and discrimination. It reminds us how and how far we have come. And also at the same time, it is a celebration, but most importantly, Pride is about a march to show a voice and also a visibility of our LGBT community, not just here in Ireland, but mostly from around the world, to show that we do stand in solidarity together.
Okay, I absolutely get that. Can I put some of the points made by John Boyne to you? He talks about the insufferable narcissism of Holy Month, as he terms it. He says to people, straight people attending, he says, "Your support wasn't there when we actually needed it. So now we no longer do. You can shove it where the sun doesn't shine."
That is one person's point of view. That is not the point of view of what our community is all about. And I think that is something that we have to realise, is we have to stand together in solidarity, is we are not all there. There is still so much more to do. But also, most importantly, for every person who comes out, there is a different story to tell. And at different points in our lives, we do come out. And that is, there's a diversity within our own community. The LGBT community is made up of so many different elements. But most importantly, it is the allies who come along the journey with us. It's not perfect. And we know that, most importantly, when homophobia, transphobia and all our other elements of our community is still there because of certain aspects of society, and the far right and other individuals are actually gaining momentum going forward. And I think this is the time when solidarity together brings better messaging out to the next generation coming up, but also to remember those who couldn't be here, who are no longer with us, and we must fight for that right and march together collectively. Pride is not just for 1 month of the year within his writing. It is 365 days of the year. It's the same way, no matter who we are, as we say, is the LGBT community need to stand together, but most importantly, allies need to stand in solidarity with us
and show
the visibility of who we are.
Eddie, what did you make of John's comments? So he spoke about the plus contingent. They're the words he used, not my words. And he said, when you start to run out of letters and have to employ mathematical symbols, you've reached peak idiocy.
Again, as I said to you here, is I'm not standing up for what Pride is and who should be there and who isn't there. Pride is, at the end of the day, a day of, and we always have said since minute one, that it's a celebration of the community, but also a visualization of who we are as a community. Again, we will still keep coming back to the fact is the community is made up of so many different elements, and that is us. What did you think of it as an individual? Did you agree with him or disagree with him? Because at the end of the day, everyone has their own story, and we need to show support for the LGBT community everywhere in the world. You look this year in Hungary, Pride has been, been banned by the government, not by an individual or anyone else. It has been banned by the government. You look at what's happening in the States. LGBT element, the T has been taken out of the movement of what the LGBT plus community is together, coming together. These terminologies, we have different terminologies, the same way is within our own society. And we can put it, I put it fun element, is the GAA. Every county has a GAA, has a club, they have matches, everything. They have to realise there's different elements of communities no matter where we go.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, thanks indeed for talking to us, Eddie. Eddie McGuinness there, founder of the Outing Queer Arts Collective and Winter Pride Festival in County Clare. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think. 087-1400-1.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.